80s, 90s, 2K, and today, the Magic Valley's Hot 100 FM. It's Brock in the Morning, broadcasting from the Patterson's Audio and Video Studio. Did you know Dish Network is discontinuing their satellite receivers in the 3, 5, and 600 series? Find out how this will affect your programming today when you stop by Patterson's Audio and Video. They're on Main, across the street from the Burley Skate Park. It's Wednesday, and I am joined once again by Executive Director of the Jerome Chamber of Commerce. It's Cheryl Viola. How are you?
I am doing well, thank you.
Besides freezing.
Well, you know, for the listeners, what they didn't hear off the air is me telling Brock how freezing cold my office is, that it's probably warmer outside than it is in my building.
Yeah, you got in and it was 63, which is picture perfect for me. But
yeah,
the rest of the staff would probably start throwing shoes at me if I insisted that the building was 63 degrees.
Probably.
We were talking last week about the perfect sleeping temperature. There's a mattress company now that they've created a bed, and I forget what it's called, but the bed, you can adjust the temperature of the mattress on each side.
I turned my house down to 63 at night.
I love cozying up under the covers.
I do that. You know, so they do say that you sleep better that way. So I can relate to that. It's during my waking hours that I don't agree with that.
Yeah, much rather it a little too. Well, it looks like by the weekend we're going to be warm again, up near 50 on Saturday. So
yay!
Only a little while to deal with this yet. This morning, we are talking about rejection in the workplace, which is something that I think we've all had to face at one time or another.
Oh, absolutely. It really is about how to cope with rejection. And I was telling you off the air that I read this quick little quote that the one thing that successful entrepreneurs have learned and what makes them more successful than other people is that they've learned how to cope with that rejection because they're so used to receiving so many more no's than they are yes first.
Mm-hmm.
And how do we deal with that? We face with rejection all the time, you know, whether you're passed over for a promotion, you're told that you're not a good fit and you lose a job, whether your project idea was shot down. Simon Sinek on the visitjeromeidaho.com, on the blog, I've got the YouTube clip where he talks about addiction. And one of the things that he talks about with the addiction, which is leading to not being able to cope with rejection, is our social media. Mm. He says, when you wake up in the morning and the first thing you do is pick up your phone and check what's going on social media before giving your boyfriend or girlfriend or your spouse a kiss or saying good morning, you have a problem.
It's gotten to the point in my house where if my wife or if I get up to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night at 3 a.m., before getting back into bed, we'll check our phone.
And so what he talks about is the dopamine chemical that's released in our brains and how in today's age, why we get so excited when we hear that chime for a text message or whatever else, because it releases that dopamine in our brain. Mm-hmm. And he talks about on the video clip how the dopamine is the same drug that's released when you drink alcohol, when you have that cigarette.
Wow.
You know, and so, yes, it is a great natural chemical reaction that our brains release that exudes to happiness and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. However, if it goes uncontrolled, it becomes an addiction.
Sure.
Right? And so we have this addiction and we don't use the proper coping mechanisms that they used to use back in the day when rejection comes about.
So let's talk about ways to overcome rejection.
I've got four ways listed. So the first one is acknowledge your emotions. It's okay to admit that you're sad, that mm-hmm. you're embarrassed, that you're disappointed. It's too often we try to minimize our feelings instead of facing them head on. All right.
And this is such a good lesson for me because whenever I face rejection, I'm not good at dealing with it. And I'll become sinister and I'll become sarcastic and I'm just upset and the whole world, you know, is out to get me. It's like I can never admit that, okay, well, maybe that wasn't a good idea, but let's move on.
Yeah, well, I mean, you've seen the jokesters, you've seen, like you said, you become cynical and sarcastic, mm-hmm. Tend to say that women have to be more, they get more emotional.
Yep.
It's okay to acknowledge it and say, hey, I had this really bad day.
Yeah.
To acknowledge that emotion even before you acknowledge that, hey, maybe my idea really did suck.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
Right. But to acknowledge that emotion. The next one is that rejection is evidence that you're pushing the limits. And this is huge. We've talked about this before.
That's actually a good thing.
It is a very good thing. To be rejected means that you are trying to think outside of the box, that you're trying to push the limits. And that is a good thing. And not look at it as like, oh, I'm such a failure. Treat yourself with compassion. And this one is huge. And this one is one of the things that we find that a lot of people struggle with.
Be kind to yourself.
Be kind to yourself. I hear with my teenager. I am so stupid. I am so dumb.
We're working on that with my son right now. Every time he doesn't get his way or every time something goes wrong, nobody likes me. I'm stupid.
Yeah.
No.
It is crazy. Mm-hmm. And we are seeing it in the younger generations now. We've talked about positive affirmation and words of affirmation, but I think we need to retrain our brains. And this goes back to that dopamine release in our brains, mm-hmm. when we don't have those instant messages back, where we need to look at it and say, I tried, I learned.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? And it's a matter of, okay, somebody didn't get back to me in the 2 seconds that I just sent them a message. Mm-hmm. We've got to retrain our brains. And it starts with the things that we can control. If that's a matter of taking charge of your addiction with your social media at 3 a.m. when you're checking it when you right. get up, right? So that your brain gets used to, hey, I'm not getting an instant response and it's okay.
What do they say? Is it 21 days it's a habit or 28 days or something like that?
It's about 21, but they find that if you can go, like I've heard people do a 10-day social media fast, and the change in their life when they get off of all social media for a full 10 days. Mm-hmm. I've read so many people who have done it and just can't get over how much happier they are, how much simpler life is, and that's only 10 days.
Imagine if you can kick that checking the phone at 3 a.m. For 21 days. Or
whatever. Yeah, exactly. You know, and so then the last one kind of ties into number 3, where we learn from our rejection. There's always ways to improve. I read this quote where it said the best leaders are constantly learning. They're always seeking for ways to improve. Mm-hmm. So as we've talked about how to be better leaders and mentors and stuff like that, the best leaders, whether it's Jeff Bezos from Amazon, mm-hmm. or, you know, the one thing that they all have in common is that they're always finding something new to learn.
Yeah.
And so on the blog too, I've got this quote, and it doesn't say who said it, but it says, as I look back on my life, I realize that every time I thought I was being rejected from something good, I was actually being redirected to something better.
It's a great way to look at it.
You know, and so we do really need to take some time to realize there are ways, healthy ways to cope with rejection instead of doing that, I'm dumb, I'm stupid. Mm-hmm. And I think the onus is on all of us as a family of workers, because we really are. When mm-hmm. you are with your people at work, you spend so much of your time with the work people that you become a family.
Absolutely.
That we need to encourage those people we work with when we hear them doing that self-doubt talk, mm-hmm. and say, stop that right now.
It's good to have people in your circle who are going to do that for
you. Who are brave enough to do it, to say, no, you tried, this didn't work, but that's okay. What'd you learn?
Mm-hmm.
What did you learn?
You evaluate
today? Yes.
Evaluate the situation. If you are just tuning in and you missed the chat, you can get it on demand after the show at hot100now.com. But of course, Cheryl has a plethora of information and resources available on the blog at www.visitjeromeidaho.com. That's visitjeromeidaho.com. We're going to take a break. We've got your news and weather coming up at the top of the hour, and then we'll be back with Cheryl at about 8:15 to talk about all of the fun stuff that's happening with the Jerome Chamber of Commerce and in and around Southern Idaho coming up next hour here on the Magic Valley's Hot 100 FM.